Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Eric Geyer. Eric, are you ready to do this?
Let's do this, George.
Yes, let's go. Eric is the CEO of Pure Assurance. They're an organization advising business owners and entrepreneurs on the implementation of life insurance as a retirement vehicle and custom-designed health insurance. I'm excited to have you on. Eric, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so I have this great photo of me that I found, and it's like this like afro I have with that simply red thing over the front, and it was when I worked at Merrill Lynch in 1987, and I got the job in lieu of taking two courses in high school, so that was like my first real job. Nice. And I worked for a broker who covered a lot of high net worth clients, and I actually was there the day the market tanked 500 points, over 500 points. So this particular broker, when the market went down on Friday, he said it can't possibly do that again. So he took most of the day off. So I was actually there on that Monday to fend for myself when people were calling in frantically that their retirement savings was in the toilet. And, you know, aside from me shaking for about 24 hours afterwards, because I had never had a barrage on that, it basically woke up my my senses to how important, retirement savings can be. Long and short, after college, I went into financial services and worked on Wall Street for the better part of the next two decades. What I did there was I covered institutional investors, asset managers who traded global equities, and many of my clients were pension funds. And, you know, I would actually see their performance head on. I would see the fees they charged. And, you know, long and short of it is, I wanted to eventually get to a place where I could make a difference and help people on a more one-on-one basis rather than, you know, let's call it the wholesale side where, you know, I was investing on behalf of asset managers. So that's basically what got me to where I am today.
Nice. Well, appreciate that. And did you mix in some personal stuff there, Eric? And I missed it.
So what I did was, so, okay. In 97, I was sent to Hong Kong to help build up our Asian equity operation out there at the time. I was with a company called Instanet, who basically invented electronic trading on a large scale level. So I went to Hong Kong. The goal was to bring over money to Asia from US-based asset managers. And also, since I was really the only American there, I had to represent the Asian accounts there trading in New York. So lo and behold, I didn't trade that much, but I didn't sleep that much, that is. I made some good friends, and we traveled to Indonesia, to Thailand on the weekends. It was really, really cool. So that was amazing. And then a few years later, I decided I needed a break from the business. So I moved down to the south of France. I bought myself a little convertible. I hired a sommelier to teach me all about French wine. And I dated a girl that was a little younger than the average age that I usually date. So I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but but it was a great experience. And so I kind of did like the incremental retirement things. And then came back to the business and resumed where I left off. So that's my life. It's certainly been interesting.
All right, perfect. So it's not necessarily, at least from my perspective, a straight line from Merrill Lynch to covering international institutional asset managers and working with pension funds to getting into the world of life insurance as a retirement vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's so important. So, and this is like one of the things, you stumble on. I didn't know about life insurance as an investment vehicle years and years ago. But when you learn how powerful it is, how you can essentially become your own bank in the process, it's really an invaluable asset that everybody should hold at some point. It makes a huge difference in your life. It could mean the difference between you having a successful life, not just retirement, and one where you're just paying interest to outside banks and never basically coming out under the veil of coming out under the veil of debt. So I love it. It's awesome.
Nice, I appreciate that. It's always interesting to hear somebody's journey through the world of finance. I started as a New York Life agent 20 some years ago, and so that was my sort of foundation was working with life insurance. And now I've sort of gotten to the point where I'm well relatively aware of all things financially. So to hear that somebody that was doing the more advanced type, high finance type stuff was not aware of it. It's just an interesting thing. So I think that a lot of people who are listening probably aren't all that familiar with thinking about life insurance as an asset class or an actual asset, more so than just pure life insurance protection. So give us a little bit of a rundown for how you share that with people who maybe aren't necessarily familiar with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So life insurance is one of those few things that offers the best of three worlds, right? It's actually the only thing, right? It has a tax-free death benefit, it has tax-deferred cash value accumulation potential, and tax-free loans and withdrawals, right? What more do you want? Plus, when you're investing in one of these policies and it is an investment vehicle, you're immediately taking income tax rate risk off the table, right? So one of these, let me call them the TV gurus like Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman, who talk up the 401k thing so much that you don't risk, you don't realize, many people don't realize that when they're investing in a 401k, they're basically exposing themselves to a future of unknown risk, right? So let's just take our current scenario for example. We're staring down the barrel of a $30 trillion federal debt, right? With this new stimulus package that just went into effect. There's another $3 trillion on the table for infrastructure. That's got to get paid back at some point. You can't just print money in perpetuity and not feel a without consequences, right? So by taking that income tax risk off the table now, paying your taxes now when we're at a 37% rate, it just makes perfect sense. So, one of the things that I recommend clients do is to only fund 401ks up to a company match. That's the easiest thing that somebody can do right now, if they're employed. Fund your 401k up to your company match, no more, redirect that other money into more sensible investments, like a deferred annuity that provides you guaranteed lifetime income and an IUL retirement vehicle that also offers the best of all worlds, in my opinion. I mean, think about that. Would you rather buy a car by taking out a loan from an outside source, or would you rather lend yourself the money to buy yourself a car, still earn the money that you have built up in your cash value life insurance policy, and pay yourself back? And increase your basis in your policy. It just, I know it's a little complex I'm getting into, but that's kind of the gist of it. Why rely on outside help when you can do everything internally? And I think that should definitely be a goal for everybody.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate the benefits you just laid out about how it the cash value inside of a life insurance policy can grow tax deferred. There's a tax-free death benefit when you eventually do die. It's going to happen to everybody. And then you're able to take out money on a tax preference, tax oftentimes tax-free basis. So that sounds awesome. What are the drawbacks? Nothing is just perfect on its own. There's always going to be the other side of the coin, right?
It's expensive, right? It is expensive. But the government knows that they're giving you this incredible opportunity. So, you know, so the barrier to entry is a little higher, right? So let's just kind of liken it to a five-story building. Let's say that you were to build a five-story building, but you are only allowed to rent the first floor out the first year. So you've got this big mortgage. You're only allowed to collect mortgage. You're only allowed to collect rent on the first story for the first year, right? So you have a lot of you don't have a lot of value. You have a lot of outflow. The second year, you can do the first two stories. The third year, the third story, and finally, you know, by year five, you're collecting all this profit and paying out less in mortgage. So that's kind of like the IUL example. And it's something that you have to let grow, right? You're not going to see immediate benefit from it. But, you know, you let it sit for a few years, 7 years, 8 years, and then you start seeing the benefit. So, yeah, and the other thing is you have to be okay with paying taxes now. So, you know, you're going to take a view that taxes will be higher in the future, which everybody seems to think they will to, you know, pay for this mountain of debt that we've incurred. So, you know, that's the drawback, I would guess. But, you know, this is a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, you have to kind of look at it that way.
No, I certainly appreciate that. And I think it's the tax benefits of a life insurance policy are absolutely undeniable. The concerns that I share with you about where tax rates are going in the future, and it's really hard to do retirement planning because I have no idea where tax rates are going to be. So if major sources of my retirement income puzzle are going to be subject to that moving target, it makes it pretty tricky. So being able to diversify with a tax-preferred stream of income, this operates a lot like a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, is certainly a benefit.
Yeah, and you know what the paradox is with the Roth? It's you're not eligible if you earn over a certain amount of money to even participate in the Roth. So the people who have the tax problem aren't even able to contribute to a Roth because they make too much money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get phased out. So I appreciate that. I also appreciate your analogy about the five-story building, because I think oftentimes people hear that, like they hear the upside of these products and they say, oh, this is great, this sounds awesome, but they're not told and they're not educated that this is in fact a long-term place for your money. It is not, I put money in and I can get it right out. That there is a 5-10 year time horizon on this. And the reality is that you also have to pay premium. So if you're not in a great financial situation, then this probably is not a good place for you to put your money.
That's exactly true. But if you do have the option of limiting your 401k benefits, you could redirect some of that money where it's not such an effect, doesn't have a direct effect on any additional spending. It all depends upon your situation and, you know, I'm sure your financial advisor, everybody's financial advisor can put together a needs analysis. I do it for my clients every day. We look at where you are, where you want to be, and just kind of construct a plan that doesn't infringe too much on your, or at all, if possible, on your day-to-day life and see if it's something that we can make happen. Another thing people have to remember is that when they pay taxes in retirement on that 401k money, that the three largest deductions they had while they were working, that is mortgage interest deduction, the child exemptions, and the pre-tax contributions to the qualified plans are likely gone in retirement. So your biggest cost in retirement is likely going to be taxes.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but money you take out of these policies does not count as ordinary income.
Correct. If you do it, if it's constructed properly, if you construct them as policy loans, they are not ordinary income.
And it doesn't add to, so it's not taxable, but it's not counting. So if you're taking out $25,000 from your 401k, which is in a traditional, and then you take $25,000 out of your life insurance policy, your taxable income is still only $25,000. So it's not impacting your total tax base.
Correct. It's not like investing in like a tax-free municipal bond where even though you're not paying tax on it, it still adds to your provisional income.
Perfect. I like it.
Yeah. It's a great thing, and it's just something that people don't use enough. And if you kind of look back into history to see how effective these things were, James Penney, the founder of JCPenney during the Great Depression, borrowed from his cash value life insurance policy to meet payroll and to keep his company afloat. JCPenney would have been out of business during the Great Depression if not for his cash value life insurance policy. Same with Walt Disney. He couldn't get an investment to build Disneyland in Anaheim when he was in the mid-50s. So again, he borrowed from his cash value life insurance policy to build Disneyland. And if we look at today's an example from today, Jim Harbaugh, you're probably not a Michigan fan, but he became one of the highest paid college football coaches ever when a cash value life insurance policy was added to his compensation package. It'll provide millions of dollars for him in the future.
Yeah, it's fascinating when you start to learn about the product and how companies have millions and millions and millions of dollars of life insurance that they own on corporate officers, and banks own life insurance. It's a fascinating thing. So it goes way beyond just buying a simple life insurance policy.
If you look at how safe it is to be in an A-rated insurance company like Allianz, it's you don't have to worry about is your money going to go away, right? Because the FDIC is backed by insurance, right? The IC and FDIC is insurance corporation. So insurance is a great vehicle that people don't entertain, mostly because they don't know about it. And a lot of life insurance people don't feel comfortable talking about it because I would just suffice to say it blows my mind, but this is one of the greatest legal, I don't want to call it secrets, but strategies that's around.
Perfect. Well, Eric, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I'm going to go back to the 401k thing. It's something that everybody can do. Most people who are employed, they contribute to a 401k. So I'm going to say it again. Only contribute up to the company match. There are better ways to invest the excess money. Also, since we're in a low interest rate environment, if you're paying extra money to pay your mortgage off sooner, there's better ways of using that extra money as well. And the third thing I would say, I know you only asked for one, but I'm getting a little carried away here, is the mutual fund thing. People don't realize that they have to pay on incremental gains, even though they're not withdrawing their money from mutual funds. And you have high management fees, you have inflation. There's a much better way to there's a much better investment than a mutual fund. So those three things: 401k up to a company match, redirect your mutual fund investments because likely you're not making as much as you think you are when you take all the fees out of it. And the third one is if you have a very low interest mortgage, don't pay excess premium or don't pay excess money to that mortgage to pay it down earlier, redirect that and let's see if we can invest it in a better vehicle that'll benefit you more in the future.
Well, that is great stuff that definitely gets come on. Eric, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
So you could go to my website, www.puresurance.com. You can feel free to email me directly at eric@puresurance.com. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Have a very no pressure, no obligation conversation with you. And, talk to your financial advisor about some of these concepts and see if, they may be able to help you.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Eric your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to puresurance.com. That's puresurance.com. Shoot Eric an email and connect. Thanks again, Eric.
Thanks, George. You're a gentleman.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight as we are all in this together. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.